The moon is new this week, which keeps the night sky dark enough to see more stars and deep sky wonders. One distinctive little springtime constellation to look for in the south is called Corvus the Crow. About 90 minutes after sunset, start high in the north, almost directly overhead, with the seven bright stars of the Big Dipper. Follow the curve of the handle toward the south, and you'll come to the bright yellowish star Arcturus. If you continue that curve even farther, you'll find a moderately bright blue-white star low in the south. This is Spica, marking the hand of Virgo. Now look down and right of Spica for a little squarish group of stars. This is the constellation of Corvus the Crow. It has a compact box-like shape with medium bright stars, and that makes it easier to pick out. The angular size of the square is only about 5 degrees, which is the width of 3 fingers held at arm's length. The appearance of Corvus is a welcome sight to many, because it's a confirmation that spring has arrived and the growing season has begun. Corvus was often referred to as a crow in Greek mythology, connected in many ways to Apollo, their god of the sun. But even before the Greeks, the Babylonians saw a raven in this group of stars, going back as far as 1100 BC. They associated Corvus with Adad, the god of rain and storm, because its stars would rise before the rainy season at that time. Whatever you see there, the quadrilateral shape of Corvus can make for a handy guidepost to deep sky objects in the area, including globular star clusters and even galaxies. With the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City, I'm Mike Murray.